Well, we continue on now. The dark money that floats around in politics, you know, I heard people years ago say, well, we should have the government pay for campaigns. I thought that was a terrible idea. But upon further review, maybe it'd be a better system. You know, if you're running for United States Senate, you get a total of $500,000. If you're running for the House, $100,000, whatever it might be. Just put it, that's all. No PACs, no big monies, no buying elections. I don't know. Maybe I'm out to lunch, but, it's something to consider. Cesar Ybarra is the FreedomWorks Vice President of Policy. He says don't be fooled by Biden's hypocrisy on dark money. Cesar, good to have you here.
Hey, Steve, how are you? Well, you know, please disclose that. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm good. Go ahead.
No, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. I mean, this disclose that thing that the Democrats are pushing in the Senate is just another attempt to intimidate conservative donors. This is another attempt to get all of the people who care about our conservative issues to stop giving to groups who are moving the needle and advancing freedom and pushing back against the radical
agenda.
So what
you're suggesting here, I don't know how I missed this. What they're pushing is legally doxing anybody who wants to give their support to a conservative, so they can harangue them and hound them and try to embarrass them in public and make scenes in front of their homes and all of this nastiness that comes from the very polite woke left, right?
That's exactly right. It's about the doxing campaigns. It's about advancing cancel culture because, you know, the radical mob, they're not going to go after liberal donors and the George Soros of the world. This is an attempt to get these big woke degenerates to continue going against conservatives, right? So, you know, this is all in the name of, you know, oh, we got to rein in the money in politics, blah, blah, blah. And that's a very populist argument that probably resonates with a lot of people. But the reality is the intention is to dox conservative donors and to get them off the political arena.
Well, yeah, it's a great, you know, advertising point. Who doesn't want to get dark money out of politics? I mean, who wouldn't want that? And that brings me back to, you know, publicly financing a campaign, which I think is, to me, first, it's repugnant. But then I look at people like Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has $15 or $20 million to run for governor in Michigan. And unless you have a self-funder, unless you have a billionaire opponent, you're not going to be able to compete financially. You're not. You know, Glenn Youngkin, God bless him, he's a good governor. But he's there because he could pay his own way, right, against these massive money machines. So, I mean, the best person to be president of the United States might be a farmer standing in a field in Iowa right now, but we'll never know because he doesn't have the resources to run for president.
That's true, but I also want to give the example of this. I think it was a truck driver in New Jersey who I think spent about $20 on his campaign.
Yeah, that happened.
And was able to oust a Democrat powerhouse in New Jersey politics. Anyway, that's a small example, but the point is, I think this requires just a larger conversation of this of politics, right? And we also can't forget that the Supreme Court, through Citizens United, has said that money in politics is protected under free speech under the First Amendment. So there's that as well. But yeah, anyway, but what President Biden, what Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, and what all these guys want to do is just get conservatives out of politics. And you know, for all of your listeners, do not be fooled by the populist rhetoric that's coming out of the White House and the Senate Democrats conference, because they, like every other policy issue, it's to line up their pocketbooks, it's to advance the radical agenda, it's not to promote the good general welfare of America.
Yeah. You know, everybody talks about, oh, you need to clean up the money. We need to have more transparency. Yet it never happens, right? It never happens. It happens right now, Cesar, because we're about 48 days from an election. And they'll talk about it, oh, we need to do this and this. And none of that ever happens. It's a load of crap delivered for election season.
And don't forget, Steve, this Disclose Act was part of H.R. 1, right? Remember the Corrupt Politicians Act that we were talking about early on last year, right? This Disclose Act has already been tried to be voted on in the Senate, and it failed, right? So to your point, this is just another stunt that Democrats could use to say, look, we're doing something to clean up the swamp, blah, blah, blah. BS. They already tried and failed. They're trying to do it again, and it's going to fail again.
Yeah. It is a mess. I mean, let's be honest. Democracy in our republic, you know, the voting in our republic is not the way it probably should be. It's not certainly not when it comes to voter security and so forth. But and all this money comes in. And listen, a lot of this money comes in from overseas. And that's not legal. But it comes in. It's camouflaged. It's disguised. It's hidden behind the curtain. You know that for sure. I mean, the Chinese Communist Party, Russia, whoever, Iran, all sorts of people are dumping money into American election races. George Soros has done a lot of damage by dumping money in. True or false?
Right. You know, one thing I want to bring up, Steve, that I really want to mention is today the Democrats are going to use this stunt to push back, to highlight again of how much the filibuster is a threat to democracy. Okay? And, right, this is the only reason why they're doing it. They want to nuke the filibuster. The filibuster today is what will prevent this disgusting bill from passing. Okay, so we have to keep that at the forefront on why the filibuster is such an important tool. And don't forget, if Senate Republicans take over the Senate next year, guess what the Democrats are going to be loving? The filibuster. Because
the Republicans
are not going to have 60 votes to advance their agenda, right? So they're going to say, oh, they're going to be using the filibusters to stop all of McConnell's policies.
So, that's right. You got it right. I got to leave it there, Caesar, but you're exactly right. Caesar Rivera, FreedomWorks, Vice President of Policy. FreedomWorks, doing great work every day, my friend. Thank you for being out there and speaking up for what needs to be said.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, still coming on the program today. Michael Daugherty will be here if you haven't heard Michael in a while. You need your Daugherty fix. It's coming. Amanda Toy will be here, Rich Foley, and so many more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.